The closure of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is creating uncertainty for outfitters during what is normally their busiest time of year. Moose Track Adventures owner Jim Block says the financial impact is already significant, with canceled trips and idle equipment cutting into revenue.
I'm not going to be able to tell numbers right off the bat, probably because I don't want to look at it. But you're looking at, you know, thousands of dollars between, you're looking at thousands we're going to be losing. I know some of the bigger outfitters that do like big church groups, you know, those big youth groups are moneymakers for us outfitters.
Block says the closure has brought a key part of the summer economy to a halt.
I'm sitting here looking out at my canoe racks, and there's all my canoes are still here. When you see something like that, you're not making any money at all. You're losing money left and right. So that's a lot of work, but you know, it's how you make money up here.
On the brighter side, Block says visitors can still find plenty of outdoor recreation opportunities outside the closed wilderness areas.
Just the entire Ely area needs our business back. So if anybody's out there thinking of coming to Ely just to enjoy a short or long vacation, please consider it. We are all still open.
The Boundary Waters remains closed until at least Friday. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.